B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Steve. So you're looking for Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm looking for Bonnie.
All right, talk to us. What happened?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, we've been hanging out for a while, you know, and we've been having a good time, and she's totally hot. The sex connection, I mean, like a Tesla rocket or something, you know, but then I don't know what happened. She just completely ghosted me. I mean, nothing. Silent. Radio silence. And I haven't even done nothing. I didn't do anything.
Really? Okay, so what happened the last time you guys hung out then?
Last time we were hanging out, I was at a divorce party for a friend of hers. I mean, it was just a, I mean, it was food and finger food and wine. A bunch of women just sitting around getting drunk and shitting on men. He's such an asshole. I can't believe he would do that. I mean, it was just one, you know, henpecking bullshit thing after another.
Wow.
So I got hammered and just, you know, was hanging out, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So you got hammered when women were shitting on men. Do you think you maybe got into an argument with somebody? Like anything crazy happened?
No. I mean, I didn't get that hammered. I mean, I was having a good time. It was pretty loose. And, you know, you know what? She might have thought I was hitting on one of her friends that had just gotten divorced because we were hanging out, you know, talking and stuff.
Yeah. Were you hitting on her friend?
No, I wasn't. I mean, we were just talking because I had been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to find somebody to relate to, you know, and when you go through the same kind of thing, you got something to talk about.
Hmm.
Did Bonnie know you were divorced, or is this when she was first finding out?
Oh, no. I told her. I told her. She knew. I mean, it was a bullshit marriage. I mean, you know, I got fired during COVID.
Yeah.
There was some layoffs. I needed health insurance, so I hooked up with this chick. And that's pretty much the only reason we got married. It lasted like 2 months and 4 days. I mean, she was just a total pain in the ass.
Right. There's so much here. Okay, so Bonnie knows you.
Yeah, I told her. Yeah,
okay.
I told her. She seemed cool with it. But I don't know. Who knows? I mean, you know, a bunch of drunk women. Maybe one of her friends tried to convince her that I'm an asshole or something like that.
Right.
I don't know.
All right.
I really have no idea.
Would it take much convincing?
So
no, I'm just kidding.
Let's see here. It could have been because he was flirting with a friend or because he was an asshole to one of the friends. I mean, that's
paints a really good picture of me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I really didn't do anything wrong.
All right. Hey, you know what? We'll give her a call for you next.
Yeah, hello? Who's this?
Hi, is this Bonnie?
Yeah. Who the f*** is this again?
Bonnie, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain really quickly why we're calling?
Yeah, sure. Well, go ahead.
Okay, so we got your phone number from a guy that you know, and he believes that you guys have a pretty good chemistry, so he would love to take you out on a date. Now, the reason we're calling you is because we're basically asking you out on a date on his behalf. But if you say yes, I'll tell you his name too. It's not going to be a surprise. I'll tell you his name. And if you agree to go on a date with him, we'll let you decide the place, whatever time you want to go, and we will reserve it for you. You can eat and drink for free, all that good stuff.
You said this is all free?
Yes, if you say yes.
Even if the place is expensive.
Even if the place is expensive. Yeah, you and him will be eating and drinking for free.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Perfect. All right. So his name is Steve, and he said that you guys hung out last time.
Oh, my God. Literally. Anyone else but that jackass.
Okay. So, okay. We spoke to him, and he said he was confused because he said you might have thought that he was flirting with a friend of yours at the divorce party, which he wasn't. And he said that if it's because somebody was kind of talking him,
did he tell you what the party we went to was for?
He said it was a divorce party.
Yeah,
for and, like a friend of yours.
And, right. Okay, so let me explain what that bloody idiot did.
Okay.
My friend Stacy was getting divorced. She was really upset, and so her friends decided to throw her this party, and we all divvied up, you know, what everybody had to do, and my job was to do the dessert. And she's been married for almost 10 years, so this was really tough for her.
Mm-hmm.
So my job was to take care of the desserts, and I was just having one of these insanely crazy, unbelievably mad weeks. And Steve offered to help, and that was great. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't worry, I got you. I can make the cupcakes even if they, you know, and even though he is a fucking moron, he actually is an awesome baker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
Nice.
So what did he make, like wheat cupcakes or something like that? Or
I wish, God, it would have been so much better if they had been.
Yeah.
No, he made cupcakes. And again, because he's really fucking awesome at doing this.
Wait,
and
he's made
a good baker. They looked like the real thing with all the accoutrements, with all the pieces, with all of everything.
Wait.
Wrote a message on the tray.
Wait a minute. Yeah. He made what cupcakes?
Cupcakes.
Like penises?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. And you said he put a message on the. What did the message say?
Know,
yeah.
Well, just to show you what an ass he is, it says it's time to start tasting different cocks.
That's what the message said? It's time to start tasting different cocks.
Yeah.
So,
but you got to understand something. I mean, this is all women there. Her mother and aunts were there. My mother was there. It was bloody embarrassing.
Oh, okay. So there was older women there. That's why you were embarrassed. And did they really look like penises, though?
Yes.
Like,
I don't understand. Hold on. Okay. I don't understand. Bonnie, you just complimented me for making amazing cupcakes.
Bonnie, Steve's on the phone right now. And he heard
you. What are you mad about?
Yeah, but you're an ass.
But you asked for help, so I helped you.
Tasted, you dumbass. They were dicks, and our moms were there. It was stupid. It was humiliating. It was embarrassing.
Wait a minute, Bonnie. You think that your mom has never put a dick in her mouth before?
Okay, no.
That's really rude.
I was just, can I ask a question? When you say dick cupcakes, are you talking about like regular cupcakes with just like a little dick on top of it?
No. I made these things to look like the real schmeal. I mean, big, long shaft and this mushroom head. And I use this grated chocolate to make the pubic hair. And I use white chocolate for, you know, some of the pubic hairs. I mean, these were just absolute works of art.
Works of art.
What? You're being a prude. You should be encouraging your friend to start fucking other guys.
What a jackass you are.
Why? She's on the market now, right? So she needs to spread those legs and share the joy with somebody else. It'll make her happy.
You see why I can't have people like this in my life? He's just such a crank. God, he's awful.
Was anybody complaining about the cupcakes?
No, nobody.
There was a lot of nervous laughter because it was just incredibly uncomfortable for everybody there. So they were trying to be gracious as they could under just horrible circumstances.
Oh, bullshit. You know what? Her mother, Bonnie's mother, pulled me aside to tell me how delicious my dicks were.
She's got some class, unlike you, jerk.
So wait, Bonnie, is this the only reason that you don't want to see him anymore because of the cupcakes that it seems like everyone loved?
No, it was horrible. And afterwards, that we were all just cringing about it. And I can tell you that those ladies were very kind to him because they felt sorry for him because he was so inappropriate.
Bullshit. Her own mother pulled me aside and said, you know what?
Yeah, because I said,
these are the most delicious I've ever had.
Okay.
I asked him to make them funny, cute, not funny, disgusting.
You told me funny. I have my own definition of funny. I think dicks can be funny. And you know what?
Yeah,
all right, cute. My dicks were cute. Some of them were really, really cute.
I mean, look, this is a quick little misunderstanding that the chances of this happening again are so slim, unless you have another friend who's on the verge of divorce. And if that's the case, just don't have Steve make any cupcakes. Would you be willing to give him another chance, Bonnie?
I can make vagina cupcakes. I've seen those too.
That's talent.
Steve, you're really good at this.
Yeah, I really am. I should open up my own bakery store.
So Bonnie, would you be willing to give my friend here another date?
No, not a chance in the world. Can we put an end to this misery?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot96.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.